was in high school, I sat in the back row and I thought to myself, this is really for shit. I just couldn't wait to get out and do something on my own. So I quit school and went out to look for a job. First I waited on tables, then I worked at Woolworths, and then I emptied bedpans in a hospital. But no matter where I worked, it was all the same. And I got so I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, one day I went home and I found my mom sitting there. She'd been fired by the phone company because they said she was too old. And I saw a book in her lap and I asked her what it was. She said, baby, that's Capital, Volume 1. You know, by Karl Marx. And I said, huh? And she said, that's right, here, take a look. And I read that book, and now I've come to realize that as long as I have to sell my labor power to the boss, I work for his profit and not for myself or my fellow humankind.
Understanding Marx will straighten out your head.
Yes, it will.
More than anything that you have read.
Boys of thought and Skinner's of no use.
Read Marx and Lenin, it will really turn you loose.
You know, I had me a nice looking job, and it paid pretty good, you know? And I got myself a swimming pool, a wide-track Pontiac, even a snowmobile, one of the Jap makes. But the more I spent, the more I'd end up owing, and I had to work overtime at the goddamn job. Well, I'm in the locker room one night after the shift, and the janitor comes in and he says, fellow worker, you look mighty unhappy. And I said, huh? He said, read this, and he gives me a book. So I said, what's this? And he says, it's State and Revolution. It's by Lenin. Well, I'm not a man who reads many books, but I read that book, and now I know that as long as you sell yourself, you cannot be yourself, and you cannot snowmobile your way down the forest trail to inner peace.
I graduated magna cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, and I thought I had a responsibility to help out people who didn't know how to help themselves. So I went into the Peace Corps, and I taught Nigerians how to fix cars and run hotels. Then I came back home and went to D.C. I doled out money for minority businesses, you know, black capitalism. Well, one day some congressman came to see one of my best projects, and I couldn't believe my eyes. The workers were on strike! So I said, what's going on here? And they said, prices are high, wages are low, and working conditions are terrible. And I said, but you're working for one of your own kind. And they answered, he's not one of us. Here, read this. It was a little book called On the Correct Handling of Contradictions Among the People by Mao Zedong. I've read a lot of books. When I read that book, well, now I understand that the only way to bring about social change is to organize a united mass movement based on the class interests of the proletariat.